Welcome to the Within You podcast. I'm your host and wellness big sis, Rebecca Lee. My mission is to help guide and empower you to grow into the best, most authentic version of you so that living and feeling your best life becomes effortless. Here on the Within You podcast, we will be diving deep on all things wellness, mindset tips, motivation, and living an overall holistic, healthy lifestyle. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of self-development, where a positive mindset and holistic wellness come together. Now, let's get into the episode, but before we do, don't forget that it all starts within you. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited, extra excited today, because today is our 100th episode. Woohoo! Number 100 on the podcast. Wow. I literally cannot believe it. Saying that out loud is such a crazy accomplishment to know that we've had our pod fam, our pod community going strong for 2.5 years now. I'm so grateful for seriously each and every one of you who come and listen to the podcast, support the pod, listen in on Pod Wednesdays, sharing it with your friends. Seriously, I can't even tell you how much it means to me and how much it means to me to get messages from you guys and to hear that you're listening to the podcast and that it could help you in your day-to-day lives. So I wanted to say a huge, huge thank you, because we would not be here today without you and your support. Seriously, it's what keeps me going and what keeps me going to continue making podcast episodes, because this is truly my favorite platform and I feel so fulfilled and inspired and just like my cup is so filled up by coming on and talking on the podcast. So thank you so much. And to thank you even more and to celebrate the 100th episode, I thought let's do a giveaway for the pod. I've never done one of these on the podcast, so let's do it to celebrate our pod community, our amazing pod family. So to enter the giveaway, first, actually, I'll tell you what's in the giveaway. I'm going to be making a Within You tote bag filled with all of my favorite products. So all of Rebecca's favorites, supplements, hair care, skin care, beauty, extra little goodies, you know, like for gua sha, ice roller, all of the things that it's literally a starter kit, a Rebecca Within You starter kit. I'm going to fill that baby up to the brim. I'm going to have a very specially curated tote bag with all of my favorite wellness goodies. And additionally to the tote bag that you'll receive with a ton of different products and my favorite things in there, you're also going to be able to get a one-on-one coaching session with me. So we'll have an hour one-on-one coaching session to go over anything that you're struggling with and that you want help with, whether that's health, wellness, mindset related. I got you. And I actually miss doing one-on-one sessions, so I'm super, super excited for this. So to enter the giveaway, I'm going to keep it short. All you need to do is make sure you're following me, my Instagram at Rebecca Lee, the podcast Instagram at Within You Co., and you'll need to leave a review for the podcast. So I'm going to put the link on where to actually review the podcast. It's just on Apple Podcasts, the app, but I'll have the link for it in the show notes. And all you need to do is write a written review. And before you press submit for the review, take a screenshot of it and message it to me on the Within You Instagram. So to go over that one more time, follow Rebecca Lee, follow Within You Co. on Instagram, and leave a review for the podcast, a written one. Before you submit it, take a screenshot of it and DM it to me at Within You Co. on the Within You Instagram. So make sure to do all three of those things and message me as soon as you're done with that. And we will be picking the winners a week from today. So December 20th, next Pod Wednesday, I'm going to be announcing the winner. So make sure to do this as soon as possible, because we only have a week to enter the giveaway. So I would honestly suggest pausing the episode right now. Quickly go leave a review, follow the Instagrams, send me a screenshot. It actually shouldn't take you more than like 30 seconds total to do. So maybe pause and do that now so that you don't forget, because we only have 1 week to enter this really fun giveaway. Okay, now that we got the giveaway rules taken care of, let's get into the episode, shall we? Also, feel free to message me if you have any questions about the giveaway, and any other questions as well. So I thought it'd be fun to do a little full circle moment for our 100th episode. I have a lisp now. And in honor of also my 26th birthday, it was a week before this episode is live on December 7th, to do my 10 best pieces of big sis advice. So I really thought it would be full circle because I created the podcast as a way to really expand upon my big sis chats that I started on Instagram. So that was my whole thing on Instagram. Over 2.5 years ago, I would come on my stories and I would just start talking and doing like a little quote unquote big sis chat about whatever topic was on my mind that day. And so I created the podcast as a way to expand upon those big sis chats. I really didn't think that the podcast would grow into what it is today. I just actually wanted a place that I could talk for longer because Instagram stories wasn't long enough. So I thought, let's do a full circle, 10 best pieces of big sis advice, 10 things that I wish I could tell my younger self, that I could nail into my younger self's brain, and things that I really wish that you can grasp and learn now so that it'll save you a lot of time, heartache, stress, worry, all the negative feelings, you know, the anxiety, the emotions of navigating your 20s, because your 20s obviously can be very challenging, confusing time. And I think life in general, I don't think that just stops after your 20s, but of course your 20s can be an interesting time to navigate. And now that I'm officially more in my upper 20s, which is wild to say, I thought let's do some big sis advice. Let's bring the big sis chats back. So here are 10 things I wish I could tell my younger self. I really took some time to think about it and round up 10 really important things that I wish every single one of you could get imprinted into your brain. All right, let's start with number one. Number one is to never, ever, and I mean ever, settle. Never settle in anything in life. There have been countless times where I was ready to settle. I was ready to settle on a relationship that was subpar. I was ready to settle onto a job that I didn't really like. I was ready to settle with mediocre friendships that were okay. There was nothing bad, but there was nothing great. I was ready to settle by staying in comfortable places and doing the same things I've always done, which, like I said, nothing bad, but nothing great, because I thought that's what all I could get, to be honest. And now I look back and I thank the universe, I thank whatever it is you believe in, that I didn't settle for some of those moments where I was ready to settle. I can literally picture so many times where I was like, I think this is just the best I can get, so I might as well do it. And wow, thankfully that I did not settle on those things. Because let me tell you something. In those moments, it's really easy to believe that nothing better is coming because that's all we have evidence for. We all only have evidence for the things that we know. But the real magic in life happens when you say no to the things that you know are settling. You know when you're settling. Because once you say no, you have the confidence to close that door for things that are not of the highest value for you. That is when the amazing shit comes in. I am not even joking, you guys. This has transformed my life. You have to say no, first and foremost, to the things that you know are not it, that are settling, so that the amazing things in life can come for you. Because until you close that door, there is no space for the new amazing things to come in. It has to start by you declaring first that no, I am not going to settle. Okay, number two, this one's a huge one, and I really wish I could shake this into my younger, very anxious self. Please do not stress out so much. I look back and I really wish that I didn't stress myself out as much as I did. I remember being young, like in middle school, high school, and always being stressed about the next thing, you know, that grade, that relationship, what college I'm going to get into, and then if I don't get into that college, and then getting into that college, and then what grades I'm going to get, and then what job I'm going to get, and then stressing out about the next thing and stressing out about, like, I can't even tell you how much I missed out on enjoying a good moment, a good time in life, because I was stressed and worried about things that weren't going to happen anyways. Everything turned out great. I look back now, I'm like, sure, there were road bumps. Sure, there were hardships and things along the way, but it turned out fine. I was okay. And I really want each and every one of you, because I really think we live in a very stressful society. The nature of our society today is very stressful. There's a lot of pressure put upon us to succeed, to look a certain way, to always be thinking about the next thing, to stressing out about every single aspect of our lives, when in reality, it's going to turn out great. It might not turn out exactly how you expected, but it is going to turn out amazing. And you're going to look back one day and you're going to think, man, I really wish I enjoyed that moment more. I really wish I enjoyed that time of life more and I didn't stress out so much because it was fine. Why did I stress so much? Like, I'll literally think back to my college self, even my high school self. I'm like, why was I making myself sick with stress over grades and things that were going to be fine anyways? Of course, it's important to work hard and to, you know, do what it is you feel called to. If you feel called to really work on your schoolwork, on your career, whatever that is, please do work hard, of course. But don't drive yourself so sick with stress and worry, because I promise you, you are going to look back one day and wish you didn't worry so much about how the outcome will happen, because the outcome will have turned out amazing. Okay, number three, do not revolve your whole life around boys, especially when you're young. This is one that I cannot emphasize enough. I made this shift like a few years ago. Back when I was younger, I think I used to stress out, not necessarily stress out, but I would revolve my life around guys in some ways, you know, like I would only feel worthy if I had a boyfriend, or, you know, if I was going out, I would choose maybe to ditch my friends and go be with the guy. And now I look back and I'm like, no. If you're young, I promise you, even if you're not young, screw it, no matter how old you are, please listen and know that you will be better off prioritizing yourself, your self-growth, your friends, your family, your business, your work, your school, whatever it is that you want to focus on. Focus on that. Do not make guys your whole life. Please just don't. Because you want to look back and think, oh my, I really enjoyed those times with my friends, going out with my friends and just having a girls' night, being so present with the girls and not focusing on, is this guy texting me or is he not? And this, that, or the other. Like, who cares? That can be a fun bonus to your life, but don't necessarily make it your whole life, especially the shitty guys. You know, like I look back and I'm like, why did I prioritize these shitty guys who just were not it and did not treat me nice over like some of my friends? That's just not the case, because you're going to have some of these lifelong friendships and these stupid guys, they'll come and go. This is different if you're talking about like finding a serious partner or somebody, you know, like a long-term relationship or something in that sense. But I'm talking about like, you know what I mean? Those guys that they're just like, not it. They're just not. And you're going to want to look back and know that you prioritize yourself and your friendships above these stupid guys who maybe aren't going to be anything for a good time, a good night, whatever. Sure. But don't let that take over your entire life. Okay. Number four. This one's super important too. Work on your mindset more than anything else. More than anything. Because I will tell you something, everything comes as a result of what your mindset is. I've seen this in my own life. The second I decided to really start doing the work, doing the inner work, changing my mindset, and evolving my own self-development, my self-improvement, that is when the real external shifts and changes started happening. And so if you're listening and you're like, hey, I want to be successful, I want the business, I want the material items, I want the job, I want the relationship, I want the purpose, the passion, the excitement, the fulfillment, the joy, the abundance, the money, the travel, like whatever it is that you're wanting, work on the mindset to get those things first and foremost. It is something we often neglect, and we wait and we wait and we push and we pull and we try to get, you know, the external things to show up in the way that we want it and how we want it. And we fight and we try and we just try so hard to get these things. And I'm going to say something that maybe not a lot of people will like, but you don't have to try that hard for the things that are just meant for you. You don't have to try that hard. It shouldn't be hard. What makes it easier is working on that mindset first and foremost. I cannot tell you and emphasize this one enough. Because once you start shifting your mindset, you start doing the inner work, you start doing the journal prompts, you start listening to the podcasts, which is great, watching the YouTube videos, learning about positivity, about the subconscious mind, about visualization, all these tools and tactics. I can make a whole podcast episode on this. And honestly, I think I already have somewhere far back. I'm all about on shifting your mindset, shift your life. But I can make an updated one. Just remind me if you guys want it. But I'm telling you, the mindset is going to be what dictates everything in life. Because your mind has something called the reticular activating system. And the RAS is responsible for finding the things in life that you program it. It's like when you get a new car and all of a sudden you see that car all over the street, but before you didn't see it before, that's because you have brought that new car to your reticular activating system's awareness. And so the same thing works with everything else in our life. If we want the job, if we want the money, if we want the abundance, if we want the relationship, you have to start programming your brain, using your mindset, using your mind to help you achieve those things, help you attract those things. Because the problem is that so many of us fall victim to our minds, and we let our minds take over us versus using our minds as a tool to get the things that we want. That's the real secret and cheat code in life. You can use your mind to help you attract and achieve the things that you want. You don't have to fall victim to your mind. A great book I loved reading that helped me kind of disassociate from my thoughts and the negative thoughts was the book The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Highly recommend reading that if you're someone who really struggles and falls victim to your own thoughts. But anyways, very important. Okay, number 5. Do not let the way your body looks or the way your body is dictate how you feel about yourself. Your body is just the vessel for your soul. Treat it kindly. I'm going to say that again. Your body is the vessel for your soul. Treat it kindly. Your body is there to bring you this human experience, to bring you into existence. And the sooner you start to see your body as something miraculous, like truly miraculous, that it's here right now, that you are somehow were able to get born into this lifetime, you're going to see your body a lot differently. Because you're not going to see it as something to be at war with. You're going to see it as something to be in alliance with. You're going to figure out how your body works, what makes you feel good, what makes you not feel good, what makes you, you know, shine bright, makes your energy feel better. Like whatever the case might be, your body is the vessel for your soul. That's all it is. And so the less you attach your self-worth and the way you feel about yourself to the way your body looks, the happier your life is going to be. That was a huge shift I made in my own life where I was like, you know what? I'm going to work on my health and focus on my health and make sure I'm feeling good, of course, but I'm not going to let the way my body looks dictate how I feel about myself. I'm creating a self-concept within myself. I know I'm X, Y, and Z things, and the way my body looks doesn't affect those X, Y, and Z things about myself because that is my character. Nobody can take away my values and my character. And so on the days where maybe my body image isn't that great, maybe I'm really bloated, maybe I feel like I've gained a little bit of weight or whatever the case might be, I don't stress out about it because I'm like, yep, that's fine. Like I'm going to continue to focus on my healthy habits and I'm going to move on with life because the way my body looks doesn't affect my whole self-perception. And society really, really, really likes to make it think that we need to base our whole self-worth just on how our body looks. But you need to really start disassociating from that programming. It's just programming. And you need to start looking at your body as the vessel for your soul. And the kinder you treat it, the kinder it'll treat you back, truly. So start to be kinder to yourself and to your body, and know that it is a blessing that you're alive and that your body keeps you alive every single day. Number 6, your plans will most likely change, but that's a good thing, because I'll tell you why. It's gonna be better than what you could have even planned for. I am not even kidding with this one, you guys. Plans, I just think it's ridiculous, first and foremost, that we're expected at literally like 18 years old to know what it is we want to do with our lives for the rest of our life. Like, we want to major in this and get this degree, and then we're going to try and get that job. And it's always kind of like these huge life questions on such young people, such young individuals, when you can't even fathom what's going to happen to you in 5 years after you're 18 years old. Like, you have no idea what can happen and change into your life. I'm going to tell you something. Everything I'm doing right now, I could have never, ever, ever planned for. I could have never even imagined it. I'm telling you, I had no idea this whole social media world stumbled upon me in 2020. Like, actually, there was nothing in the plans that said I would be doing this, that I would literally be speaking into a microphone right now talking to you guys. No, there was nothing in the plan for that. But the only reason it came into fruition was because I stayed open to anything that maybe wasn't just in the plan. Because I had a plan to get good grades, go to a good college. I had a good corporate job. Like, that was the plan. And I deviated from the plan because I stayed open to new things and I acted on it. So don't stay so stuck in a plan, especially if you're young and you're listening and you're like, I have no idea what I want to do with my life. Good. That's great. Because the people who have it, quote unquote, all figured out, I guarantee you they don't have it all figured out. I used to compare myself all the time to these people in college who I thought, wow, they're getting such good grades. They know exactly what job they want. They already have the internships. They already have everything. They have it all figured out. And guess what? Now I look back and I can tell you for a fact, they did not have it figured out, because I know how they are now, 3-4 years out of college, and they're not having it all figured out. I think that's just in life in general, though. Nobody ever has it all figured out. So point blank, to wrap it back around, don't focus so much on creating the perfect plan, because I guarantee you the plans will change, and the plans will change for the better. So stay open to it changing and don't stress out so much about it. Number 7, invest in yourself. The best investments I've ever made in my life, granted, I guess I'm only 26, but still, you get the point, were in myself. You will never, ever, ever regret investing in yourself. What do I mean by that? Learn how to get into good habits now for taking care of yourself. Invest in the things that you need in order to take good care of yourself. Maybe that's finding a good workout you enjoy and investing in a gym that makes you feel really motivated, or investing in those Pilates classes. You know, learn how to cook, take time, a time investment. This isn't just monetary, in time investment, energy investment. Learn how to cook yourself meals. Like, that is such a valuable skill. Learn how to, you know, take better care of your skin, for your hair, if that's something you feel called to. Not saying you need to, but whatever it is that you need. Oh, not even just to mention, invest in mentors, invest in mentorship, in coaching, in any programs, courses, anything like that nature that helps you become a better person, helps you grow, helps you learn, helps you evolve into the next step of your life. Do not be afraid to do it. I was so scared to spend money on investing into my nutritionist certification. And I'm so glad I did it, because I look back and I remember being scared shitless to spend that amount of money when I was like, I have no idea if this is even going to turn into anything, but I just followed it. And I was like, you know what? This is an investment in my future, an investment in myself. And you will never regret that. I'm telling you, like, I personally, this is for me personally, everyone else is different,
But for me personally, I don't care to invest in like designer bags. I'm not a designer girl. I really don't care. I don't care about designer shoes, designer bags, designer clothing. It's not my thing. If it's your thing, that's great. It's just not my thing. I would rather take that money and invest it in mentors, in coaching, in self-development, in, you know, healthy food, good things for my body, workouts. Like I went to a Tony Robbins event last year and that was a huge investment and I was so scared to make that investment. And thank God I did it because that was really expensive to go to the Tony Robbins event. But I look back now and I am so thankful that I took the time, energy, and money to invest in myself, because that is what you have at the end of the day. You have yourself, your vessel, your mind, and your tools and skills should just keep going up. And that requires some sort of investment. Okay, number eight, this one I just threw in there because I thought, you know, it's a nice one to include. But be kind to your parents. I'm currently at home right now in Chicago recording this, you know, visiting my family. If you don't know, I'm originally from Chicago. But you start to view your parents in a different light, in a different perspective as you get older. And you really see that they were just figuring it out too, right? They've done the best that they could with the tools that they had. And even if you're not super close to your parents or maybe had, you know, a different upbringing, a more difficult upbringing, I think as you get older, you start to see them differently because you really just see them as other humans. Like even for me, as I start to think about, you know, maybe me having kids in the next, I don't know how many ever years, I'm like, wow, I'm still figuring it out and I'm going to do the best that I can with what I have. And you start to see that perspective with your parents too. And so they're getting older. I know my parents are getting older and it's a little freaky sometimes. And I just come back to knowing that, you know, I'm going to spend the most time I can with them. I'm going to call them. I'm going to be kind to them. I'm going to buy them gifts. Like I'm going to give back to them because that is really such a gift and a blessing to have them in your adult life, because I do think that the adult relationship and dynamics change. Okay, number nine, choose your friends wisely. Please choose the people you spend your time with wisely. You become the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. I know it's cliche, but it's so freaking true. Because if you're spending your time around people who are not uplifting you, who are putting you down, who are not having the same aligned goals as you are, the same visions, dreams, whatever the case might be, you're going to continue to be like that. 100%. You won't even realize it because it's kind of like a subconscious thing. But the second you take yourself out of that environment and put yourself in a new environment of people that are more aligned with where you are going, you're going to feel and see the shifts drastically, like right away. And then you're going to think, oh my gosh, I can't even waste my time on these low vibrational people who are not on the same page as me. And so if you don't have friends around you right now that are lifting you up and are on the same wavelength as you and the same goals and visions, don't just hang around them to fill a void. I'm not kidding. Go find new people or spend more time alone. That's what I did. I spent a lot of time alone and I started listening to a ton of self-development podcasts, YouTube channels, people that I love like Tony Robbins. I started surrounding myself, not physically, but you know, through a screen with those people, and that completely shifted my mindset. That completely shifted the trajectory of my life because I started to see things in a completely different perspective. Even if those people like Tony Robbins aren't my friends, he's still surrounding me and still impacting my energy and my mindset. So I'm telling you, do not waste your time around people that are not going to bring you up or are not going to be filling up your cup or having the same vision as you. Choose your friends wisely. I'm not saying you need to completely cut everyone off. You know, I still have friends from a long time ago and I still have a lot of love for them. But if you're someone who's serious about where they're trying to go, put yourself out there, go to more events, you know, try new things, like whatever the case might be, and really allow yourself that space and energy to attract the right people to come into your life. A good exercise to do this, because I did this, I just thought of it, is to write down all the traits and qualities that you want in friends and what an aligned friendship looks like for you. I mean, you can even do this for a relationship, like an aligned partner, aligned relationship. Get super clear on what that looks like. And then over time, I guarantee you, you will attract that type of friendship if you are embodying those qualities as well. Lastly, number 10, let's get into it. Follow the fear, baby, and do it anyways. Follow the fear and do it anyways. My best things in life were always, always on the other side of fear. This one might be the most important. Actually, I'm not kidding. Everything that I was so scared of doing, everything, quitting my job, ending that relationship, putting myself out there, going to that event, whatever the case was, I am so grateful that I did it, because that is where the big blessings come in. Is when you see the fear, you feel the fear, you smell the fear, you feel it all around you, and you say, F the fear. I don't care that you're here. I'm going to keep going regardless of the fear. I'm telling you, this is hands down the best thing I've ever done, was pushing past the fear and doing it anyways. Because the second I ended that relationship that I was so scared of ending, I was so scared of being alone and I was never going to find anyone better and I didn't know how to live without this person, so many blessings came after that. So many blessings. The second I said, I'm just going to quit my job and move to LA and figure it out. I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea. I don't have a plan. I'm just going to figure it out. And I did it. Wow. So many blessings. So many blessings. And none of these things would have happened if I didn't get past that fear first and foremost. Fear is not there to stop you. Fear is there to excite you. Fear is just a sign from your body that what you're doing is exciting and new and different. Because the body is just trying to keep you safe. The mind and body is trying to keep you safe. But fear is showing you where there's actually blessings on the other side. And sometimes, my love, you have to take the leap of faith before you know what's on the other side to get the blessings. I promise you that. So those were the 10 pieces of Big Sis advice. I had a little bonus tip, which is just to have fun. Don't take life too seriously. We're all just here to have a silly goose time. Like, I'm not kidding. At the end of the day, like, life is not that deep. You guys, don't take it too seriously. Please have fun. Please enjoy every single moment. Tell people you love them. Be grateful for everything that you have. Expect nothing but appreciate everything, and your life will drastically improve if you hold that mindset. So I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here on our 100th episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your story. Let me know you listened. I love hearing from you guys. And don't forget to enter our amazing giveaway, because doors for that giveaway will be closing on the next Pod Wednesday. So I'm sending all my love, and I will catch you in the next Pod Wednesday. Mwah.